Good morning. It is 8:40. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Erta, Tyler Gumnick, Isher. Thanks for being with us on this Friday morning. That voice you hear, that guitar you hear, Albert Castilla. He'll be here in town coming up next Tuesday night, Fat Fish Pub. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Tickets available now. Show at 6 o'clock. And Albert was up for, I believe more than once, but last year up for a Blues Music Award and has been nominated, I believe, multiple times. And we get a chance this morning to chat with the man. He'll be here next Tuesday night. Albert, good morning. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Well, Tuesday night, Fat Fish Pub here in Galesburg. You know, it's interesting in talking to different artists that have played there, guys like yourself, that you get around, you play some big venues around the country, you play in front of some big crowds, but you also, it sounds like most of you like playing these small venues like this where you have the audience right there and get kind of an immediate reaction.
Well, it's in our, I guess it's in our DNA to enjoy playing in clubs. I guess it's just the way blues musicians are, you know, that it's what we do. It's a very important part of what we do because, you know, festival seasons, are very brief. I mean, they last the summer and then you have to rely on playing in clubs. And so you get used to it. I mean, it's just the moment you start playing guitar, you're playing in clubs. So it's something that you, get used to and embrace as well. The intimacy is really cool, and there's more of an interaction with the audiences in a smaller setting. Of course, I enjoy playing in festivals. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah, well,
playing in clubs are special, and the Fat Fish Pub was a lot of fun last year, so we're really looking forward to it.
You mentioned the festivals. Looking at blues music, is it kind of a brotherhood within that genre of music, which covers a lot of different things? But like you mentioned the festivals, there's some big blues festivals that, you know, a lot of you guys will get together and play at. Is that and a lot of times you'll all get up on stage together too? So is it kind of a like a brotherhood in that genre?
It is. It is. I mean, that's one of the things I love about festivals. You make friends with a lot of these musicians over the years, and as time goes on and your careers progress, you see each other less and less. So when you run into them at festivals, it's always a lot of fun. It's always a hoot. And yeah, I'm one of those guys that, like, if I see a friend of mine that's playing and I have time on my set, I like to bring them up and jam. It is like a brotherhood. Of course, it's like a family. For the most part, it's dysfunctional at times. I mean, there are some of us that don't get along, but more, there are little factions and cliques in this big, wonderful, dysfunctional family of ours. But we are a family, and I do love most of the musicians that I've come in contact with over the years.
Albert Castilla
have made a big difference in my. They've been very influential. A lot of these guys a lot of my peers are very influential to me. So,
Albert Castilla, he'll be playing at the Fat Fish Pub coming up on Tuesday night. Doors will open at 4 o'clock. Tickets available now. And Albert, talk a little bit about your background. How did you when you first picked up a guitar, or what got you interested in grabbing a guitar and the blues in particular?
Well, my uncle had an acoustic, and he messed around with it. And I was 12 years old when I first started messing with his guitar, and he'd shoo me away from it. And then he'd have his back turned, and I'd go back and play it again. And he gave it, and he wound up giving me a guitar and an old beat up Sears and Sears Roebuck electric, and that's how I first got into it. Now I listened to rock and roll first. And that's pretty much how every you know middle class white kid gets into blues, is through rock, mm-hmm. and then they get exposed to blues for the first time. Like I did, like I think I was 15 or 16. And I heard Muddy Waters for the first time, and that's when I knew what I wanted to do for a living. I wanted to be a musician. The moment I heard Muddy Waters for the first time, my dad wanted me to go to college. He wanted me to go to school. He said, well, you can do whatever you want. He was very skeptical about the music thing at the time. And he said, well, you play if you want, but you have to go to school, and you have to, you know, get a job when you get out of school. And so I did all that. And, you know, I was a social worker out of college. He was a caseworker for the state of Florida, worked in the welfare office, and I played nights for about 4 or 5 years, you know, and then I got I got a big break playing with Junior Wells in 1997. I moved to Chicago to play with him, and it's been a great ride since then.
Albert Castillo, he'll be at
time. Haven't had a day job since. Haven't had a real job since 1997.
That's a good thing, though, right?
It is because not a lot of people get to do what they love, and I love what I do. I'll never go back to doing something I don't like.
Albert Castillo, he'll be at the Fat Fish Pub on Tuesday night. The song we played coming in was from your latest album, Up All Night. That was I've Been Up All Night. Let me ask you about that. Is in blues in particular, I mean, so free-flowing and everything, is it more fun to be on stage playing, or is it fun to be in the studio to put album together? Because I think that seems like it would be more laborious and not – do you have the same freedom you do when you're on stage?
Mm. Well, there is a certain degree of restriction in the studio, but I enjoy being in the studio because I'm getting to record new music for the first time, and when things go right in the studio, it's a pretty magical experience. When on the last album, on Up All Night, we had worked on the songs for over a year. We me and my band, my touring band, had played the songs live. And so by the time we got in the studio, we were scheduled to play record here at the studio for 4.5 days, and we laid down the rhythm tracks, the basic tracks. We laid down 10 of them on the first day, which is almost unheard of sometimes. Yeah. So it is restricted in a certain way, but it's magical when you could lay down new music and all goes well and it flows. It's an amazing experience to be in the studio.
Well, it seems like that process would be easier the way you said, because it seems like quite often that, you know, guys, we're going to sit down, we got to do an album, so we'll sit down, we'll start writing songs and work on them and practice and then get in the studio and then go out in support of the album and play them on tour. But doing it the way you did it, that seems like it will make it, a whole lot better process when you get into the studio after you've been playing them live.
Well, I was very fortunate. I was very fortunate to have my touring band play on the record. It doesn't happen, a lot of times the record label wants you to use seasoned studio musicians. But Mike Zito, who produced the record, strongly suggested that I use my band, which was great. So that had played a big factor in the success of the recording.
Yeah, you mentioned Mike Zito, who we've had on before, and he's been at Fat Fish multiple times, and Rough Records, your record label there, and they're talking about that brotherhood. You mentioned, talk about some of your influences. Obviously, you said Muddy Waters. Who are some of the other people, and on the rock side as well, that have influenced you in your career?
Well, Eric Clapton was my first guitar hero. My uncle got me into a lot of classic rock, and he, I think Grand Funk Railroad's Heartbreaker was the first song I ever learned to play. And that was Grand Funk and Jimi Hendrix and Dylan and the Beatles and the Stones. I think the first rock and roll record I ever heard was the Beatles Live at the Hollywood Bowl. My dad had it on 8-track in his car. And so, it was classic rock in the beginning. But then after I got into Muddy, it was Muddy Waters and then Howlin' Wolf, Buddy Guy, and Junior Wells, Otis Rush. I mean, the Chicago blues guys were the guys that became my big influences later on. But I mean, your influences constantly evolve and change. And, even at my age now, I still find inspiration in other musicians. Never ends.
Albert Castillo joining us. He'll be at Fat Fish Pub coming up next Tuesday night. Doors open at 4, show at 6 o'clock. How about as far as writing? Like from day one when you picked up the guitar, were you thinking about that? Or when did that when did that come along in your process that you started writing some of your own music?
I started writing in the early 90s when I was with my first band. Late 80s, early 90s, I was with my first band. But it wasn't really a priority until I started my own band in 2002, because I was just a sideman up until that point, and I was just focused on making my band leader's music.
Was it more satisfying when you finally got to that point, like, here, I wrote this, I created this piece here that somebody's enjoying? Is it even more satisfying in that respect?
It is, but I'm the process is very hard for me, and I'm very self-conscious about my writing. There's so many great writers, and it's a work in progress with me, so I'm not always completely satisfied with my writing. I'm kind of a plain spoken kind of guy. I don't write in a Dylan type of fashion, but there's some songs that I write that I'm very proud of. They're like my kids, you know, and sometimes you got the valedictorian, and then sometimes you got the kid that doesn't call and knocks on your door and asks you for money.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. The whole songwriting thing is really strange for me. I do my best with it. Some people like it, but, I'm striving to get better at it.
Are you more of a music?
So many better writers than I am.
Are you more of a music guy first or lyrics first?
I'm more of a music guy. I'm more of a riff guy. I'm better. I think I'm better at coming up with hooks and riffs than I am writing music, writing lyrics. But I can only write. The way I write is I can just write about what affects me in my life, and I'm pretty straightforward with my lyrics. I can't write it in a poetic kind of way. I just kind of, just write about what goes on in my life. That's the only way I can write.
Well, I think that's what people want to hear. I mean, if it's personal to you, that comes out in your music more.
Right. But some there are a lot of great songwriters that have a way of making it sound sweet. You know, they just got away with words, and my words are a little more simple, I think, than the more seasoned songwriter.
Albert Castillo, he'll be at Fat Fish Pub coming up on Tuesday night. Doors open at 4, 6 o'clock show. You can check out his website, check out his music and his tour schedule, albertcastillo.net. And if you just Google it, you'll find him right there. And again, Albert, want to thank you for taking some time with us this morning. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to the show coming up next week.
Me too. Thanks, Tom. Great questions, man. I really enjoyed it.